This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump delivering his third State of the Union address last night, accentuating the positive when it comes to his past accomplishments and his vision of America going forward.
One where every citizen can join in America's unparalleled success and where every community can take part in America's extraordinary rise. From the instant I took office, I moved rapidly to revive the U.S. economy.
Before the speech began, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reached out for a handshake, but Trump rebuffed her. Then right after he was done speaking, she was seen tearing his speech, her written copy of it, in half. Republican Senator Ted Cruz says of that,
"It was disgusting. I was sitting 50 feet away from her, and it made me angry."
Senator Cruz was speaking there to NBC News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
"I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
U.S. House Democrats had launched the initial inquiry back last September. They voted to impeach President Trump in December. Now today, the U.S. Senate, led by Republicans, is expected to acquit the president on two articles of impeachment that those Democrats had brought. Around 30% of the precincts in the Iowa caucuses Monday night have yet to report their results, and it remains unclear when the rest of the data will be released, but Iowa Democrats say it was a coding error in a reporting app that's been causing the delay. Congressman Eric Swalwell of California says he doesn't think this is going to hurt Democrats in the long run.
"You know, we're going to move on to New Hampshire, South Carolina. It's going to be a long process. I wouldn't write anyone off, you know, who's in the top five right now, but, you know, I think we're looking forward to seeing other states starting to participate."
Kansas City will hold a victory parade today for their world champion Kansas City Chiefs. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Another earthquake strikes Puerto Rico. The latest from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A magnitude 5 earthquake has rattled Puerto Rico. It's the latest in hundreds of earthquakes to plague the island territory over the last month. The epicenter was about 13 miles southeast of Guanica. There were no reports of any injuries or damage.
The co-creator of the TV series MASH has passed away. Gene Reynolds was 96 when he died of heart failure at a medical center in Burbank, California on Monday. Reynolds was nominated for 24 Emmy Awards, and he won 6, including for Outstanding Series for MASH and twice for Lou Grant. A long-delayed biopic about the Lynyrd Skynyrd plane crash is finally being released. Three members of the band died in that 1977 crash in southern Mississippi. The movie Street Survivors tells the story of the crash through the eyes of the band's former drummer, Artemis Pyle, who survived the crash and helped pull survivors from the wreckage. Production of the film was halted in 2017 after a lawsuit from families of some of the victims. The decision was overturned in 2018. Street Survivors, the true story of the Lynyrd Skynyrd plane crash, premieres on February 16th at a film festival in Hollywood. You can find us online anytime you're surfing the web. Do people still say that? Anyway, we're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour. Okay, so everybody's talking about the State of the Union. You know, what did you think? Of course, all the interesting fussing that was going on between Nancy Pelosi and President Trump. It just kind of like fun and games. Needless to say, there's no real love lost there. Yes, we saw her tear up the speech, but some caught that this got off from the get go. Horace Cooper, I got to bring you on here. The president doesn't shake her hand. She kind of put her hand out there, and he was just quick to, give her, a copy of the speech and turn around, and she was kind of stunned back, but didn't help either that when she went to introduce him, there was no high honor of her introducing the president, which is tradition. Members of the Congress, I have the high privilege and distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States. That's what they say normally, is what's been said at previous State of the Union. Instead, she just said, members of Congress, the President of the United States. It just really kind of helped to set the stage. And, of course, here's a woman that's been leading the charge on impeachment for the president. So I guess he wasn't expecting a piece of cake at the end of it all.
Well, thanks for having me on today. Yeah, let me good. Just say, for a lot of people, two dramatic shifts in impressions have occurred. And while many of your listeners probably aren't experiencing this, I'm talking about, when I say a lot of people, I mean the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. One is that Nancy Pelosi is a legislative genius. She is someone who is a long-term strategist, and she is so clever that she has everyone in Washington waiting in awe. And the second was that Donald Trump came out of nowhere, should have at least gotten a job as county sheriff or some other position before he came to Washington, because he just is out of his league. Guess what? It is becoming clear, again, I'm not speaking to your listeners, I'm talking about to the mainstream media. It's just the opposite. Mm-hmm. That is true.
Yeah.
And actions revealed just how out of her league she is.
Yeah, the punctuation was, ripping up the speech.
Yes.
And then afterwards, what did she say when asked about it?
But she appeared to indicate that because the speech wasn't, in her mind, truthful, that mean it wasn't worthy of being retained. And it really is reminiscent of their articles of impeachment.
Mm.
We have created out of whole cloth an idea that some unacceptable action has occurred because we disagree with the policy, and some of the people who work for you, instead of following your lead, also disagree with the policy. And then Article 2, and if you don't just sit down and immediately agree to bow down to us, that's our second article of obstruction. The president's speech demonstrated unbelievable and remarkable connection with the interests of the American people and also mastery of Washington, D.C. Her actions at the end, as well as over this two-year period, demonstrate her lack of mastery.
Exactly. Well, and also the Democratic Party en masse, but for maybe two or three Democrats, they all sat on their hands. They had a smug look on their face. And when the president was, there was lots of reasons, I believe, several times when the Democrats could have easily stood. Nancy Pelosi, I think, maybe stood two or three times. But for all the good news that was there, that the president was laying out, the successes that he's been able to accomplish, this administration in the 3 years, I mean, those are successes on behalf of the American people. And don't they serve the American people at some point?
Well, see, this is the beauty of what he did. Of course they're supposed to be in service of us, the American people. We, the people, are the basis for the power that Washington, D.C. has. And the president demonstrated that all of us, some of us serve the military, some of us are women, some of us are black, all of us are Americans, and his narrative showed that as Americans, we are well served by his efforts. They have been arguing for the entirety of the Obama administration, and even earlier than that, that we should be subdivided into separate groupings. I was really, really impressed that the President of the United States showed us a colorblind message,
yes,
an all-America message, while using people of varying colors and races. That's what America is, and their refusal, their absolute refusal. I want to understand, why on Morning Joe aren't they asking us who's paying for the little girl's scholarship?
Exactly.
'Cause I bet you I have an idea that this didn't happen spontaneously, that it was the President of the United States. But it is his generosity and his unalloyed love of America that everyone was able to see. And guess what? They saw the opposite, too. The people that couldn't celebrate over record unemployment for all Americans. A blue-collar boom.
Exactly.
I thought they told us it was the least among us that they looked after.
Yes.
Well, why couldn't they stand up and celebrate and cheer that progress has been made? They want control, and they want it on their terms, and they have demonstrated in front of God and the American people just where they stand and who they are.
Well, between last night's State of the Union and what the Democrats have thrust upon we the people by way of this impeachment hoax, you got to call it for what it is. It has been nonstop. It's been a continuation of the Democrats' move, as you said, their lust for power and their closed-mindedness, and it almost borders stupidity, Horace, that they would continue to pursue this after all the millions of dollars. I mean, just the Mueller investigation alone, over $70 million of the people's money was spent to invalidate this president and 63 million votes. Oh, but according to Swalwell and Nadler and Schiff, there's more. And Maxine Waters is insisting there's more. So, here we are months away from the next election, and they want to do impeachment 2.0. I mean, this is absolutely senseless.
No, absolutely. again, mastery of the legislative process of Washington, the president demonstrated, and inability and lack of skill they have demonstrated. They've been in
exactly,
and it has been hurtful for the American.
Got to go to break. More from Horace after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's three featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy two, get the third one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, we are, yes, just the way you like to hear from us, and the way you like to hear from Horace Cooper as well. Horace, of course, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, and we're talking about last night's State of the Union. But also, before we do that, I want to give Horace an opportunity to talk about his book, How Trump is Making Black America Great Again, the untold story of black advancement in the era of Trump. No doubt about it, and this is, there's so many untold stories
about a lot of American advancement, particularly, you know, for your book, the focus is Black America. But, a lot of these stories have been tamped down and ignored by the mainstream media, Horace.
Oh, absolutely. And here's the basic theme of my book. The president's policies are colorblind. The president's policies are pro-America. And as a consequence, many of the very groups that the left would tell us they need our special attention, they need our special care, by having a colorblind, pro-America requirement for policies, it's been good for everyone, including those groups. It turns out that in a bad economy, it's last hired, first fired. Mm. Typically, the last to be hired are the most marginal, are the most on the edge, barely worthy of getting hired, and they made the cut. But when the economy gets tough, those people have to be let go. But when you have a roaring economy, the last hired are getting the biggest raise. Mm-hmm. And last night, when the president spoke, he demonstrated, using examples of people in the audience and with his policies, that if we grow America, if we rely on who America is and her character, America will be amazing and great. But if we go back to the socialism, big government, Washington knows best attitude, Americans will struggle, and then the left will tell us, wait a second, why are those on the margin? Why are those who are least suffering so substantially? Mm-hmm. That's what happened during 8 years of the Obama administration.
Exactly. Well, again, we have noted the revelatory nature of this president, how he has exposed the obvious. And this is the thing that's so amazing, Horace, that these are the things, you know, you talk about kitchen table, topics and issues that people across America talk about or they converse about. And mainstream media has they have no clue whatsoever. And this is why Donald Trump has become the people's president, because he understands and they cannot comprehend. MSNBC, Morning Joe, you know, go down the whole list. Rachel Maddow doesn't understand how a multi-gazillionaire out of Manhattan has such a connection and understanding of the forgotten man and woman of Main Street America.
Well, absolutely. I'll just give you a basic example. Your listeners, like you and I, know what the price of gas is locally because we purchase it, we drive ourselves. If we were sitting in Manhattan or we were elites in the Bay Area in California, the driver goes and gets the gas. I don't know what it costs. And so when their candidates stand up and say, we are going to ban all kinds of activity associated with extracting energy, oil and gas from America, and go back to the bad old days where we're reliant on foreign energy resources and the related elevated costs, Americans see that. They look out on the left and go, well, what's the problem? I don't understand. Does Michael Bloomberg really connect and understand what the interests of the American people are? Their party, they claim they're for the little guy, they claim they're for the marginalized, and they're now recruiting a gazillionaire who's going to buy his way onto the debate stage this week, and they're planning on pinning their hopes on him, but they haven't yet ever looked around and said, what about what the American people want. That's how you win elections.
Exactly.
That's how you accomplish things in Washington, D.C. That's how you make long-lasting impact, not rhetoric that's untethered to the actual everyday needs of real Americans.
Well, speaking of the reality here, Iowa was quite telling. Is Biden heading to the exit faster than expected?
Well, I've said from the beginning that he was not the best candidate. And the reason I said that, it has some to do with him in particular, but it has also something to do with the consequences of being a vice president. If you're a vice president, you really only have one choice. You must say whatever the policies of my president at the time that I served, I am going to perpetuate. If you don't do that, if you refuse to do that, you will come across as inauthentic. That's what Walter Mondale did. That's what Al Gore did. And that is what Joe Biden has done. He has had a 40-year impression in the face of the American people, and yet every day we learn something new and different about him. He does not come across as sincere, and even if he were to win the nomination, he would be like Al Gore, he would be like Walter Mondale, come across as insincere, and that is fatal in the minds of the American people. In this case, it looks like when getting to choose between fake crazy and real crazy, the left wants real crazy 100% of the time.
Exactly. And not to mention this whole corruption thing, his son, even though, you know, it is amazing to me how the mainstream media wants to insist that, oh, this is already a done deal. It's been investigated. There's no there there. When you hear him, you know, with your own eyes and you're seeing what he is saying, to the president of Ukraine, that he must get rid of this inspector who was guilty of investigating a company that his son was drawing funds from and was tied in with. I mean, this is the typical, I would think, no-brainer definition of quid pro quo. But, you know, they just want to make it seem. But most of the American people, they go, okay, I get it. You don't want to talk about it. You want to say he's innocent. But they know in their, you know, they've got it stored in their memory that Joe Biden, you know, he's corrupt.
This is a classic case of the left experiencing what's called projection.
Yes.
You put on to others views that are actually yours. They call Donald Trump a demagogue, and yet they're the ones that say you're going to push grandma over the cliff if you don't let them take over the healthcare system in America. Their guy stood up on camera and did an explicit quid pro quo, and then they say, no, it's Donald Trump that we need to be concerned about. You can go case after case after case. It is the things that they do and the things that they say and the things that they stand for that are outside of the mainstream. They're going to guarantee every person who comes to the country unlawfully will get medical care to whatever extent they desire and seek. And if you don't agree with that, they say you're the one that's
yes.
outside of the mainstream.
Well, you see, to me, that in a sense is quid pro quo. Because it's like, if you vote for me, I'm going to give you free health care. You vote for me, and I'm going to give you free college tuition. We're going to get rid of all your college tuition. I mean, this is why, you know, I say you want to look at quid pro quo, look at $23 trillion and counting in debt. You know, is that not quid pro quo, Horace? Am I missing something here?
They want real quid pro quo, and when the president says, I'm working to make America great, that's somehow secret dog whistles and bigotry. What they don't get, and they've never comprehended, doing things that are good for the country are good for us as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
What they want is to single out groups and have us compete against ourselves so that we can fight over whatever scraps that they want to hand out.
Exactly.
That's
we got to leave it there.
America.
We're all out of time. The one and only Horace Cooper right here on Bill Martinez. Thank you, Horace.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. day, then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump delivering his third State of the Union address last night, accentuating the positive when it comes to his past accomplishments and his vision of America going forward.
One where every citizen can join in America's unparalleled success and where every community can take part in America's extraordinary rise. From the instant I took office, I moved rapidly to revive the U.S. economy.
Before the speech began, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reached out for a handshake, but Trump rebuffed her. Then right after he was done speaking, she was seen tearing his speech, her written copy of it, in half. Republican Senator Ted Cruz says of that,
"It was disgusting. I was sitting 50 feet away from her, and it made me angry."
Senator Cruz was speaking there to NBC News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Given the alternative, ladies and gentlemen, I still maintain that is the critical question that you must ask when voting this year, whether it is a presidential candidate or any representative that is going to represent your state, local official. You've got to ask your question, is that person, is that individual, are they going to add to our freedom or are they going to take away from it? Be it a candidate or a proposal, that is the critical question that we must ask. Well, last night was an incredible display, thinking that, there it is, I mean, the contrast. You have a president laying out all the successes of 3 years that he has done on behalf of the American people, and in the background is this hum, this ridiculous hum of impeachment. And you're going, what is wrong with this picture? Jenny Beth Martin joins us now as the co-founder, president of the Tea Party Patriots. I found the contrast last night so rich and powerful. Here's the president. He didn't even have to say impeachment. Just in enumerating the successes, one right after another, for all Americans, regardless of color or creed. I mean, the Democrats may not want to stand up, but people around the country were standing up and cheering, and they didn't care if they were Democrats or Republicans. They realized, doggone it, we got somebody here who's supporting America, and last time I checked, I'm an American first.
Absolutely right. This speech was just full of love for our country. It was a patriotic speech. It was a speech that put America and Americans first. mm-hmm. and showed that President Trump is working for all Americans, regardless of what they look like, regardless of what political party they may have been in the past. He's working for all Americans to make all of our lives better.
Exactly. Well, I thought it was quite rich also, the MSNBCers and, you know, that ilk and those talking heads. They saw darkness in the speech. Maybe they saw darkness in the speech because they've lost their way.
If you saw darkness in the speech, you saw darkness because that's what you were looking for and what you wanted to see. There are times when you have to just stop and go, okay, it was a good speech. And maybe last night for Democrats wasn't the best night. And you just take a deep breath and keep going. But you don't, I can say that because there are times when President Obama would give a good State of the Union. Nothing, I don't think anything like what I saw last night. Last night was the best State of the Union I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And when President Obama gave the State of the Union, I knew, okay, this is his day, and
yes.
I can't be petty over it. He's the president.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So the Democrats look petty and petulant, and they looked jealous and envious also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, all punctuated with Nancy Pelosi tearing up the speech right there, I mean, making a point of all this. I mean, it's like, okay, in case you didn't see me being, you know, petulant and rude, watch me now, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that the tearing of the speech, whether they meant to or not, it just shows the divide in our country. And mm-hmm. she physically represented just how much the Democrats are ripping our country apart with their mm-hmm. hatred of President Trump and their lack of respect for the people who voted for him.
Yeah.
And the lack of respect for the people whose lives he's making better because he has policies that are making American lives better. They couldn't even cheer for a young girl who's going to have a better education.
Yes.
They couldn't be happy for her.
No.
And they couldn't clap when he talked about the lowest unemployment rate ever and the mm-hmm. lowest unemployment rate among African Americans and Asian Americans. Would you rather them be unemployed? Is that what you would rather? So you could clap for high unemployment for more people on welfare? It shows the divide in our country.
Yeah, and even, you know, the respect and honor that he gave to Rush Limbaugh. And I get it. Look, Rush has been the voice of conservatism. He has opened up the world of talk radio to many of us and given people a voice. Has he been perfect? Has every bit of his language been right on? Would he probably take back some words? It's the nature of broadcasting. It's the nature when you find yourself, being in a position to give commentary and to share your insight and sometimes letting your passions get ahead of you. Because, after all, last time I checked, I think we're all human. And we have to deal with this human condition that finds us lacking at times. But all that said, you know, the breadth of this man's work and contribution to America has just been incredible and extraordinary. And the sad news that we got this week that he is dealing with an advanced cancer situation. I don't know. I mean, I just thought, well, here's a fellow American being honored for the breadth of work and his commitment to our country. I appreciate it, along with, as you said, this young girl who now has a choice, a single mom, what she went through with a crisis pregnancy, which I could relate to personally because our daughter's gone through a couple, not 21 weeks, but, 31 weeks, and our grandson is doing quite well. And, you know, so it was something that, you know, specifically touched my heart last night.
Yeah, it was amazing. And he talked about the little girl and the young mom. And then he went from that to talking about ending the late term abortions.
And exactly.
in abortions that would happen later in a pregnancy than the little child who had survived that. My brother texted me during the speech and said, this man is playing 4D chess.
Yes.
He's on a different level than the other people in that room. And the transitions that he was making and the lives that he was highlighting, the Tuskegee Airman and his great grandson who wants to go and be part of the speech.
Go figure that out. Was that perfect or what? And then gives him a Brigadier General star that day. Oh, wow.
It made me proud to be an American. Mm-hmm. It's hard to watch that speech and not be proud to be an American and proud of all of these different Americans who are able to achieve so much in our country. The man, I don't remember this man's name, who had been homeless and started his own company and is able to lift himself up out of poverty. Mm-hmm. It highlights what you can do in this country. And it just made me proud to be an American and proud of the people who he showed. And what you were saying about Rush Limbaugh, oh, my heart just breaks for Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
And he's definitely in my thoughts and prayers, as are his family and his friends.
Exactly. Well, Jenny Beth, of course, it's almost like, you know, you talk about the punctuation of it all. And one of my friends had tweeted out, when Nancy Pelosi was tearing up the speech, she said, maybe those were the articles of impeachment she was tearing up, because it's a fait accompli. I mean, today they're going to vote and they're going to acquit this president, as he should be. And regardless of, you know, how Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the Democrats would say that impeachment is forever. Well, also, what is forever is the stain upon the Democratic Party for bringing up such a ridiculous, indictment of this president.
That is absolutely true. And I am looking forward to the vote this afternoon for acquittal.
Well, and look what happened. I mean, the senators that they thought, Murkowski, you know, what she had to say, Susan Collins, Mitt Romney remains quiet.
Well, let's just hope he does the right thing by this afternoon. That's what I'm hoping for.
We'll see how it comes out. Jenny Beth, how can people be in touch with the Tea Party Patriots?
TeaPartyPatriots.org. Again, TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Activate your citizenship, ladies and gentlemen. This is a government of, for, by, we, the people. Co-founder, president of the Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Beth Martin. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
Great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. With us right now is Jeremy Camp. Yes. How you doing, Jeremy?
I'm doing amazing, buddy. How you doing?
Well, hey, I'm doing wonderful. I mean, hey, look at, we're getting closer to the day we've all been waiting for. You know, I still believe in theaters everywhere starting March the 13th, huh?
Yeah, this is kind of I think me and my wife are kind of gearing up for the unknown here.
You know, yeah, I mean? I bet.
But in my family, we're just really excited about, I don't know, just we've been praying, and my wife, you know, has been just saying, God, if this is not about your kingdom, then there's no point in this. And so we're just in that place of going, we want the Lord to be glorified in all of this, and we want people's lives to be changed. And so it's exciting to see what's going to happen.
Well, you know, the true story of your life, it started with you and Melissa. And, of course, God has written a second chapter for your life. But what we're going to see on the big screen come March the 13th is, well, like you say, it's a story of redemption and faith that only someone who has gone through the experience that you have gone through, you know, can appreciate.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a very raw, you know, part of my life. And I think it's people are, you know, many times saying, how excited are you? And I'm like, of course, I'm very, very excited. I mean, kind of blown away at what God's doing through this, but it also brings up the hardest part of my life, the biggest part of my life. And it's been a, you know, there's been some challenges and been some battles. And you know, every time I watch the film, which came out incredible, I break down. It's not an easy part of my life, but the scripture I love in 2 Corinthians has said that we're called to comfort others with what we've been comforted. And I take that scripture and I'm like, God, this is, it's worth it to go through kind of all this again. And I know the stories that I'm going to hear, and I'm going to feel the weight of those stories. And it's okay though, because God has, you know, comforted me in so many ways. And if I can, in some way, be an encouragement to others, then that's what I want to do.
You know, Jeremy, I kind of look at it as a big screen journal, you know, we're peeking into the journal of your life, right? And for people who do journal what God has shared with them during their walks of life, they go back and they read it, and it can be extremely powerful. It reminds us of the time that we thought we were empty and missing God's love, and then we look back and say, no, he was there all the time.
Yeah, in the Old Testament, I love, they talk about Ebenezers, which are stones of remembrance. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, I can look back and go, wow, Lord, look what you did when I felt like I couldn't get through this. Look what you did. And it's just a stone of remembrance constantly. And this is kind of the whole movie is literally kind of a stone of remembrance of going,
yes.
Wow, this is reminding me of how God was faithful in my darkest time.
Well, it's only fitting that the Irwin brothers, who gave us I Can Only Imagine, produced this movie, I Still Believe. And I understand Bart Millard from Mercy Me was executive producer. In fact, he said in one interview, he goes, yeah, I was kind of surprised to find out. I didn't even realize I was producing this.
Yeah, I think they appreciated just his, you know, understanding of walking through what he walked through. And I think that kind of wisdom experience, they're like, you know, I want to make you executive producer.
Yeah, right, exactly. He says, I think my job is just to, you know, drag with me, like he has to drag you, but to bring Jeremy Camp along and, you know, keep promoting the movie. But you couldn't ask for a better spokesperson.
Oh, yeah, I love him. So I'm really glad about that.
Good guy. So, you know, as you were watching the team bring this together, the Irwin brothers and Kevin Downs, Kevin, who we spoke with about a month ago, and Kevin was just so excited. I mean, you guys are just, I got to imagine, on the edge of your seats just to, you know, you've gotten some early response, you know, with some of the screeners that you've put out there, and people cannot wait to see the impact that this is going to have on the body of Christ, not only the body of Christ, the existing body of Christ, but new believers coming in.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things for me that I'm really excited about. Of course, I want to encourage the body because that's what I've always done as well. But I also have had a heart for the lost. I'm an evangelist. You know, I've gone over to many countries and preached the gospel, and that's just kind of what I do, and it's my heart. And so to know that this is going to reach, you know, movies reach a whole different group of people. It's a whole different experience, and it'll bring in people that may not come to a Christian concert, or may not come to a church, that may not come to a conference. They may come see a movie, and they're going to get the gospel. And what I love is this movie, you know, is when you're watching the trailer, you're kind of watching the idea of the movie. It looks like a love story, which it is, because that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, love between a man and a woman. But these people are going to walk out of there feeling the love of God throughout the whole thing. And they're going to know that that's why they're there. And that's the whole heart behind it.
Yeah. How do you get through something like this without God, Jeremy? You know,
I don't know where I would, I mean, honestly, like I had a moment in my life when everything happened where you have like two choices. You either turn your back from God and say, you know what, forget you, I can't believe you allowed this to happen, and be angry and run away from God. And then what you do is you end up running towards the world. And the world is the cause of the problem in the first place, from just the fall and all this kind of stuff. It's doesn't have any peace and have any hope, has no sense of joy. It's faithless, like the world.
Right.
And then you go, you know what, the only place I can turn is to Jesus, because he really is the only source of hope and life and joy and peace. And I think everyone's going to experience trials and tribulations. Everybody, no matter if you know the Lord or you don't know the Lord. And I'd rather walk through it with the one who gives me the answer and gives me hope and gives me peace, because he's the only one who can.
Exactly. And for you, having gone through it, I mean, this is your testimony. It's like the blind man who now sees something that no one can take away from you. People might say, well, Jeremy, you know, so who is your God?
Right.
You know,
you're exactly right. Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, let me tell you who my God is. And God forbid, in a way, I mean, we say God forbid because that's so trite to say, but and it is in so many ways. But the blessing of having gone through the valley of the shadow of death and realizing that God was alongside with you every step of the way when your eyes are opened up, in much the same way, I think of, you know, Abraham when he went to Mount Moriah to sacrifice his son. You know, what kind of grief was he walking with at that moment in time? I think, wait a minute, here's the son that I always wanted. God blesses me with him. And then he says, hey, look, I want you to go and take him up and sacrifice him. And he doesn't see the ram in the thicket until he's saved by the angel, right?
Right, exactly. So he went by just kind of stepping into it, going, God, I'm going to be obedient no matter what. And there was no, you know, in a sense, side sacrifice. He didn't see it. So he was ready to go. And God said, okay, you're obedient. I've provided a sacrifice, which, of course, that sacrifice is as we see kind of the foreshadowing to Christ, you know, and that's what he's provided for us and the suffering that Christ went through. And for me, when I look about what I've been through and kind of in a sense the suffering that I went through, like God wasn't unaware. He was there the whole time. He never left me nor forsook me. And I realized in the midst of that, that the scripture says this slight momentary affliction is nothing compared to the weight of glory in store for us in heaven.
Amen.
And
yeah.
It's that understanding going, okay, it doesn't make sense. You know, it didn't make sense for Abraham. It didn't make sense. But then on the other end of it, you go, okay, Lord, look what you've done. You know, you received the glory and the honor through all of this. And that's all
exactly.
That happens.
Well, the movie based on the real life story of chart-topping singer Jeremy Camp, I Still Believe. Jeremy, the title of the movie, there just seems like there's a real deep story on something so simple, but yet so powerful, I Still Believe. How did that come about?
Yeah, so it had been, you know, a few weeks since my wife went to be with the Lord, and I remember you'll see in the movie too, you'll see the angst and the grief and the, you know, all those things, anguish. And I was sitting there and God just spoke to my heart and said, take up your guitar. And I fought it for, I'm kind of like Peter. I have to hear it three times, you know, so, like pick up your guitar, you know, so finally I picked my guitar up and the last thing I wanted to do was to pick my guitar up because I just, it's almost like that was a side of me that I wanted to get rid of for now because I just wanted to not deal with that. And all of a sudden, I had to open up my heart, and that's what that music does to me. It opens up my heart. And all of a sudden, the only thing I could write and what came to my heart was, I still believe in your faithfulness. I still believe in your truth. Yeah. I still believe in your word. Even when I cannot see, I still believe. And I just wrote that song in like, 15 minutes. I just sat there and wrote the song. And
poured out.
It did. It was because it was the Holy Spirit giving me comfort, and didn't realize how much comfort it would bring me. I didn't have the idea when I wrote it, like, oh, I can't wait for this to be a song on the radio. I can't wait for people to hear it. It was more like God used this song to heal me, and to see how God has used it. It's been amazing now with the story and everything. So,
well, kind of like in the movie, you have that moment where you're told that, in a sense. You know, songs and music is about blessing others. And our blessing to others is, I believe, in direct relationship to the faith and the pain that we've experienced. I mean, look at Jesus himself. How can he bless, you know, so many but for what he endured on the cross for us?
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what it is. It's, you know, his suffering provided a way for us to have our sins be completely washed clean and for us to share in the inheritance of being with him and being in his family and him being our mediator and the intimacy that we can have with him because of his suffering. So.
Well, Jeremy Camp, we're proud of you, and we're blessed by your music and this movie that is going to touch so many. I know God has great plans for this, and I'm excited to see, as you say, having an evangelistic heart, I, like you, am excited to see how many people realize the true love of God because of the pain that you went through. And, you know, God bless you for being vulnerable and sharing this. I mean, not only with Melissa, but, I mean, you know, you've since remarried, and, you know, Andrea as well. I mean, this is a family project that all of you had to experience together and that you're opening up, you know, to all of us. And I cannot thank you much. God bless.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.